Dom and Jerry Company.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Sandra?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, I hear you've been selling everything over there. What the? That's good.
Only just a little. I think he's fibbing. Fibbing just a little bit. Yeah, I've sold a few things,
Well, that's
but
good.
not too
Yes,
much.
he said the other day, you sold two pieces. Two pretty good
Yeah,
pieces.
Where it's been so cold, it's just I don't feel like many people are buying right now at the moment. I think closer to Valentine's Day they're going to get out and be like, "Oh, I need to get something."
Yeah, are you guys
So.
expected to get like we're supposed to get like a extreme brutal cold Friday, Saturday. Like we're
It's so cold today. Like it's just hurting cold. I've actually not watched the weather, so I'm just praying that it gets warm.
Right?
I'm so over it.
Oh, I know. Same. Same. I
So,
mean,
hey, did your son make it back?
yeah, he made it back Tuesday. He got in, I think he landed around 10.
Okay.
And then he flies out to Charlotte, back down to Charlotte, today at 3. So I didn't get to see him much, but I got to see him, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
How have you been? How is things up there, besides the snow and whatnot?
And cold? Ugh.
Yeah.
I know. Well, selling a lot more natural diamonds.
Oh, good. Good,
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, a lot of our stores are taking advantage of like lifetime trade up that we offer on our diamonds, on natural diamonds. So
Yeah.
they do that, help them sell, you know. So like I have a customer reached out to me yesterday. She had a diamond that she bought from me back in 2021. And so she said, okay, it's been in our inventory, but I have a customer looking for an emerald cut. Can we trade this radiant in for the emerald? And there you go. We did. So I shipped it out
I
yesterday.
didn't know y'all did that. That's really cool.
Yeah, so the way that our lifetime trade-up works is let's say you get a natural diamond, or let's say, for example, David, like, has a diamond in inventory that he bought from me 5, 10, 15 years ago, whatever, doesn't matter. So as long as the diamond is in the original condition with the original cert, you can send that diamond to me. You get the value that you paid at that time towards the trade-up of another natural diamond. It can be a different shape. It can be anything. So it's nice, like, if for this example, because they had a radiant in their inventory for so long, and then they wanted to trade it in towards a diamond sale for an emerald. So we're going to do that. We're going to work that out. But, yeah.
That's really awesome. That's really awesome. That's
Yeah, and you know what? It
good
helps.
perk.
It works for like let's say you have a diamond customer and you explain it to them. Hey, Mr. Customer, it's a 1 carat, but 5 years from now, if you want to trade it in and trade it up to 1.5 carats, you can trade that up. So.
Yeah. What's your feelings on the lab grown? Like, lab grown compared to the naturals. Do you prefer the naturals? I mean, I think a lot of people, right?
Oh.
Because it's natural.
Yeah, absolutely. Natural because they're like fingerprints. There's no two that are identical or like snowprint, right? And they're older than a dinosaur. So it's more unique. Whereas a lab-grown diamond, they can grow that in their little lab in 15 minutes and they all look the freaking same. Like they have dropped in value so much. When I tell you back in like 2000, like around 2000, I'll tell you what is this one account. I had a customer back in 2022 bought a 2 carat lab grown round GSI from me. That at that time in 2022 it was $4,800. Today that same diamond is $500.
Shut the front door. That is
That's how much
crazy.
they've, yeah, that's how much they've dropped. I mean, because they overproduce them. It's just like a flat screen TV. You know, back in the day when flat screens first came out, only like wealthy people could afford them now. You can go and buy like the biggest TV for like the like least expensive. You get it home and you want to sell it like within a day or two, it's worth nothing. You know.
So all these people that are getting lab growns, I mean, it could it could essentially not be worth as much in the future, because, I mean, it's probably a bit better investment to go with natural.
Right, because it maintains its value, whereas lab, you keep losing value. I mean, like, there's some, and plus, like, they're not, ethically sourced, they're not. So almost all lab-grown diamonds are grown over in India and China, and the way that they have to heat or use the machines to get it to such a high temperature to grow them is through coal. And so, like, they're using all this coal, and it's putting all this pollution into the environment. So it's not environmentally friendly, like they advertise.
I did not know that. You're a wealth of knowledge.
Oh, well, thank you. That's what I'm here for. Yeah.
Wow, I learned something new. That's really, I feel like that gives me a better understanding. I'm about to tell, you know, when people are kind of undecisive about it, I could tell them all that, what you just told me.
Right, right. I mean, obviously you don't want to lose a sale or whatever, but
at the same time,
like, if your customer's looking for a 2-carat lab-grown and, like, your cost is literally, like, $500-$600. Okay, so you're telling me that your future wife is worth only that much money?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we've been seeing a lot where the guy comes in, gets a big lab-grown diamond, like a 3-carat, for example, doesn't tell the fiancé that it's a lab-grown. She takes it into the store. Let's say she gets it cleaned, whatever. And the jeweler's like, did you know this is lab-grown? And she doesn't. She gets pissed, and then she wants the guy to buy a natural diamond in the exact same size. Yeah, we've been seeing that. I mean, it's no different than moissanites and CZs, to be perfectly honest. I mean, they say it's the same diamond properties, but you can visibly, like, tell the difference side by side. Like, we actually did a diamond class, and we looked at them side by side, and I could pick it out just like that.
That's impressive. That's really cool, because I can look at, like, diamonds and morganites and moissanite. I can't tell the difference. Okay, I can't tell the difference between a morganite and a moissanite. I haven't got that good yet. But you know what I mean? Like, I think that's really impressive that you can tell the difference.
So morganite is like a light pink, and that's a precious stone, or semi-precious. Moissanite is created from a meteor. So when you loop it, the facets are not crisp, but they look fuzzy.
Oh.
So like when you look at a natural diamond with a loop, they are very, like, very crisp, right? And a moissanite, like, it refracts different. So lab-grown, when you look at a lab-grown, like, the weight is different. Like, it physically weighs like plastic. And it,
really?
Yeah. And the other thing is diamonds are cool to the touch. So, like, if you were to take a natural diamond and put it, like, on your cheek or your nose or something, you can feel that it's cool to the touch. When you do it with a lab-grown, it doesn't have, it's not cold to the touch. It's very interesting.
Isn't that crazy? But they're made, it's essentially made out of the same stuff. You wouldn't think it would do that, but that's good to know, you know?
You can look at them. And plus, I mean, not for nothing, there's like some shady ass jewelers out there where, let's say you bring your natural diamond in, and it's already happened. Like, you bring your natural diamond in, let's say you have a 2-carat natural diamond, right? You leave your ring to have it sized for a week, let's say. The jeweler, we've heard, and jewelers have been caught, swapping the natural diamond for the lab-grown. And, like, doing that.
That's unethical.
It is. It's very unethical.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, because the lab-growns are worth nothing, where they can make money on the natural diamond.
Oh, that's so messed up, and people don't know any difference. We actually had a lady come in with a nice watch, natural diamonds and everything in it, and somebody was only offered her like $500. It was worth way more than that. It was beautiful, 14 karat gold, and
wow,
and just covered in diamonds. It was beautiful, beautiful.
The gold alone. I mean,
what?
Right. The gold alone.
She said that the jeweler offered her like $500. It might have even been less. I don't know. And
get out of town.
Isn't that crazy? It was beautiful, though.
Yeah, and you know what?
And
then
she wanted to get a second opinion, and so I'm glad she did.
Yeah, because you know what? Then, like, that jeweler does, that shady-ass jeweler puts, they'll, like, rebuff it or whatever, or they'll sell it, you know, refinery, and get way more money for it. You know.
That's so messed up. I couldn't do that to someone. You know,
neither could I. No.
I couldn't do that to someone.
Nope, not at all. So, but anyway, I gave you so much information.
You did. Thank you for that. You're gonna have to give me some more. I can't believe you took like classes. I mean, I guess since you work in the diamond stuff, I understand. But it's just really neat that they offer like classes on how to identify diamonds and whatnot. That's really cool.
Yeah, so every Wednesday in our office, what we do for the salespeople is we do different things. Like the class this past Wednesday was we got colorless diamonds with no fluorescence, medium fluorescence, and very strong blue. And then we did the same thing with like J color, so near colorless. Because we wanted to show, like, newer people. I've been doing this. I've been here for 16 years. So I know, like, all this stuff. But it's nice because us vets can help train, like, the newer people. Because
absolutely.
A lot of people are like, oh, no, I would never want to do fluorescence. But it's showing them, okay, you visibly are seeing that it doesn't affect the diamond negatively to the naked eye. In order to see fluorescence, you need a black light. So how often are you going out in a club and you're at a, you know, like, who has black lights anymore, right?
Yeah.
But in near colorless diamonds, it helps them actually face up whiter.
Huh.
So, yeah. Oh, I can, yeah. Yeah, we do different classes every week, or we'll see, like, a real shitty picture in our inventory. And we'll pick out, like one or two or whatever, and then show it in the class. Because our pictures are magnified up to 600 when I look at it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you look on the website, I don't know if David has you set up on the website or you can look on the website and play around. Maybe, I don't know, if you want to do something like that.
I haven't yet. I'm kind of interested now, so I might get up on there and play a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So the pictures on there, I want to say, are at 20 power. No, they're at like 50 power. So, like, if you were looking at one online and you see like a black decay, like right dead center of the diamond, you're looking at it 50 times magnified. So, you're not going to see it like visibly.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Like, we do different trainings like that. Like, if we see, like, a really dud diamond that's in our system, like, photographed, we'll pull it and show it in a class and let everybody kind of guess the grade. We have grading challenges once a week.
Oh, that's cool. Actually, that's kind of fun.
It's hard because the only thing we're given is we only do this once a month.
Yeah.
So we're given... So, obviously, the diamond. But we're only given the millimeter. So, we have to guess the physical carat weight, the color, the clarity, and the price. All off of memory.
Yeah, that would be hard.
So, it is, especially when you're grading, because it's all a matter of opinion. Like, usually, I'm like one color grade off. And one clarity grade. So, like, if a GIA calls it GSI-1, I might call it FSI-2, which is technically an equivocal grade. Like, at me being more strict on the clarity as opposed to the color. But between an F and a G, it's very, very difficult. But it's,
See, I wouldn't be able to do any of that. See, I know nothing.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could.
I don't know. Listen, girl, I'm going through menopause, so it's like my brain's going, hold on. No. it's a struggle right now for everyday life.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, like I'm like the what do they call it, paramenopause or whatever?
Yeah,
like the
Yeah.
Like one of my coworkers, she's going through menopause, but she's like constantly gets hot flashes, and she's like, I can't wait till you get hot flashes because I'm always cold. I'm like literally wrapped in two sweaters and a blanket. So but like the night sweats, like I'm
They're awful. They're awful.
I don't have them super bad, but oh, crazy.
They're miserable.
I know, right? You wake up and you're like, oh, my God, take this off of me.
Yes, I can't sleep.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it just makes me sick. I don't know, I'll get so hot.
Oh, my gosh, wow.
And then I can get so cold. It's so weird. It's the weirdest thing.
Right,
oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you kick off all the blankets and then you have to put them on in, like, 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So I'm always afraid because it's so freaking cold up here. I'm thinking, what if I wake up in a fucking... Like, it, like, turns to ice on my body. Like, can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I'll let you go, but it's always a good time talking to you, okay?
It's a good time talking to you.
Okay.
Bye, Drew. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.